What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode 33 of the Java Talks. Today, we have the one and only Jordan Cooper. But Jordan, let's take it all the way back to the beginning. What brought you to ASU and what are you studying during your time here?
Well, I'm from Arizona. I think going to ASU was always in the back of my mind. I will have to admit, in high school, I was like, I'm never going to ASU. And we all had a joke calling it ASU. I think what kind of ended up happening my senior year was financially ASU made the most sense for me. I knew I was going to have a job, help pay for things. I applied to ASU and ASU only. I did not visit the campus. The first time I was on campus was like a week before move-in, which is even funnier when my brother went to ASU. So it wasn't like I couldn't have visited. I just didn't.
During your time, what have you been involved with? What have you kind of been wanting your college experience to look like?
So I joined Greek Life was one of the first things I did. I honestly came to ASU and I had no friends that were going to ASU. And I was like, I need friends. That kind of catapulted the rest of my experiences. So I took on 6 leadership positions my freshman year in my sorority. I'm a member of Alpha Chi Omega. I'm like, I probably should say that. So I was the Sunshine Chair, which is our cute little like sister appreciation chair. So I just at meetings call girls out and give them flowers. And then I was Greek Week chair, which probably had one of the biggest and best impacts on my life. For anyone watching who doesn't know what Greek Week is, Greek Week is like this giant, it's like a sphere week from high school, but then just add on like it's the whole Greek Life community, and then there's a huge like High School Musical level production at the end that each group puts on. It's my favorite time of the year. If someone says Greek Week and I'm in the room, most people will look at me. My freshman year, I was the chair, so we won. I will not gonna lie to you, I went way too hard. I will never forget, like when we won, I was like crying and I was like super emotional. But then the following year, I was on the planning board. So I planned like the auction. If you ever get a chance next year, and I'm fingers crossed we'll have Greek Week this year, the auction is one of my favorite events because you just have pieces of paper and people are running around trying to buy what they want so that for Greek Sing, they have like the songs, the characters and themes that they want. It's a very intense process, but I have loved every minute.
For sure. What made you want to get so involved so early?
It's a good question. I think that kind of boils down to my recruitment experience. You know, the first round, you're meeting a bunch of people. And my biggest thing was I came in not knowing anything about Greek Life. I was absolutely lost. I used to be a member of the LDS church and I had recently left it. So coming to ASU was a big culture shock and I was meeting all these women and I was just amazed. Like there were women that were like, yeah, I have a published book. I have my own business, like across the entire panel in a community. And I'm like, okay, they're so cool. They have all these accomplishments and they're not even done with college, not even undergraduate. So I think that kind of inspired me just to get involved. I remember one of the girls was just like, oh, just like throw your name down for everything. But like no one ran against me. So then you just end up with a bunch of positions and it's been great because it taught me a lot. Honestly, throw your name down, even if you don't know what it is. When it comes to leadership, you can never be prepared. This year I took on an exec position. I'm chapter relations and standards, which has been probably one of the biggest challenges of my life, just trying to learn how to deal with the position. But you can never properly prepare for stuff. You just throw yourself in and give it your best. And whether you win or you fail, it's worth it in the end.
Have you been able to balance like all of that? Because I mean, I'm sure all of this was super challenging with like your coursework as well.
My coursework does kind of get me a lot. That's probably how I spend most of my time. I'm double majoring with a minor in certificate. So like, I'm kind of all across the board. My biggest thing is when you plan your schedule, you know how there's session A, session B, and session C? If you can, do a session A and session B at separate times. So then I take 18 credits, so then it only ever feels like I'm taking 15. Rate my professor. I always check, rate my professor. Don't check their score, but check for what type of teacher they are. It's been like my greatest gift because I love classes where they make me read and I love classes that are super discussion and writing based. Those are always what I do well in. Any class that's like super test heavy, I will despise it. I don't like tests. I think that stems from me not believing testing is an accurate portrayal of someone's knowledge, but that's how I absolutely manage and a lot of caffeine.
So you're going into your senior year. Mm-hmm. What are the expectations, especially with COVID-19 kind of making things weird?
That's kind of a crazy thing. So COVID has really kind of changed how my senior year looks. My brother is a third year, so he's in the final year of law school too at ASU. So with all the craziness, him and I are moving into an apartment here in August. We're both planning to do our classes at home. Personally, I think with everything with COVID, I'm having to learn how to do everything remotely. I have an internship. So with that internship, we were supposed to be in the field collecting data, and now we're gonna have to probably do it over Zoom, and we're gonna have to hit the ground running, which is really exciting. I am super excited for the research project, but it's definitely changing the way we're functioning, especially someone who used to live on campus. It's really weird.
So speaking of your internship, and then speaking of post-graduation as well, what are you doing right now? And then kind of what are the hopes for post-graduation?
Yeah, so I'm a research assistant for the AZ Youth ID Project. It's an ethnographic study looking at how people's political involvement relates to what they actually do. So even looking at groups that maybe don't have voting rights, so looking at young, like 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and just looking at how their cultural identity has thus affected their political engagement, which is really interesting. So we're mostly gonna be working with 5 areas in Arizona. So we're gonna be in like the Tucson, Solo area, Phoenix Metropolitan, Flagstaff. We're gonna be up in really North Arizona, and we even got IRBS certification. So we are allowed to work with the indigenous people, which is a really big deal. So I'm really excited about that.
Did you wanna get that internship because it's a big election year, or was that something that you always knew that you wanted to do?
It's actually funny. So I lucked out on this internship. It basically was, I was sitting there doing all my online classes in probably late March, early April, so right before classes ended. And I had this class that I adored with Dr. Angela Gonzalez. And it was basically, the course is called Sex, Drugs, and Health. So I remember I saw the title and I was like, what? Okay. But it was a really great course because it just related to how different inequalities relate to your overall health, and then looking at how drugs influence it, and then how our policies are related. So it was really a great course. It was super interactive, and it was like midnight, and I sent Dr. Gonzalez an email, and I was like, hey, like, I really love this course. Like, I was wondering, like, if you know any opportunities I could possibly get involved in next semester. And to my surprise, she set up a Zoom meeting, and I ended up on the AZ Youth ID Project with her. So it's amazing. If you just email a professor, they're so nice. They'll really help you out.
And then Jordan, last question. We have a ton of first years on this thing. Do you have any advice for them? Like, how can they come in running? How can they come in making a lot of impact already?
I think the biggest thing with college is you gotta educate yourself. You gotta come in. You gotta come in ready to learn. Whether you end up hating the class or not, there's always something you can learn from it. But also understand that this is the biggest time of growth in your life. So the best thing you can do for yourself is to educate yourself on so many things outside your studies, even kind of socially learning about stuff. I know there's like a lot of courses that ASU offers on sexual violence and leadership prevention, where you can learn all about sexual violence, consent, even how to intervene if you see something that makes you uncomfortable. And I think the best thing people can do is say yes to every opportunity that they have an interest in, and really push themselves. I think when it comes down to it, we can all be a little more uncomfortable. I think we all love to stay in that little comfort zone, but if we are a lot more willing to step out and learn and be okay with being uncomfortable, especially in the times of right now, looking at it politically and socially, being uncomfortable and being ready to learn is a big deal.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Jordan, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great getting to talk with you.
No, it was great talking to you. I know you and I finally get to meet face to face.